Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. Melissa, so you find out as a teenager that this was a saline abortion and you had health problems in the first few months of your life, but now you're this intelligent, godly woman who's married and has a daughter of her own. It's amazing to me. Did you at any point as this story was unfolding before you deal with bitterness, anger, unforgiveness?
Early on, yes. You know, when I first found out about surviving the abortion, I was just so wounded that, yes, I was angry for the first time towards my biological parents. But, you know, Susie, I didn't stay angry for very long. You know, I mean, I can't even tell you how long I was angry. It was that short of a period because, you know, the Holy Spirit just made it so clear to me and changed my heart to let me know there's nothing for me to be angry about. Just like you said, you know, when we do things in this life, we do them blindly. We don't understand, you know, the implications for the decisions that we make and that those decisions are going to change people's lives forever. And so, you know, I understood that at the age of 14, that I am not a victim. You know what? I am an overcomer. By the blood of Jesus, just like we all are. But God created me to overcome and to have a purpose. And he gave me the gift of a family and life and health. And so, no, I can't be angry. But yes, I was initially. And, you know, I'm sure you see it too. I come across so many people in the world today who have been through, you know, I don't want to say less because I don't want to trivialize anybody's experiences, but, you know, people who have been through maybe more minor experiences than mine who find it nearly impossible to forgive. And for me, I always have to tell people forgiveness is more about what it's going to do for you than what it's going to do for someone else. Because offering my family forgiveness and wanting them to know that truly, truly set me free decades ago. And I know I would not be the woman that I am today if I had not forgiven them just as Jesus, you know, forgave us by dying on the cross.